Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I don't want your life. And that means this is Friday Night Lights, Varsity Boosh, with your boys here at Cowboys Camp. And tonight's episode, we have a very special guest, boots on the ground, Eric Serrato, who's going to talk to us about the last 2 days of camp and what we have to look forward to, because we're about to embark on Southern California for a Cowboys training camp.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you, baby.
Training camp talk, baby. All night, all long.
Also on tonight's episode, Tua Tagovailoa. I don't know if
Tua
I said that.
Tua Tagovailoa.
That sounded right. Very accurate to
close,
me.
Close, maybe a little off. He just got signed for $53 million a season. Dak Prescott is next up on that, and we dive into that for, I'd say, more than a minute or two.
Quarterback contracts.
And quarterback controversy.
Oh.
But don't you worry. We also break down some footage from the Dallas Cowboys training camp. We look at it. We tell you what we're thinking, and we are always the underrated experts. If you are coming here for anything more than drinking beers with your friends, you're at the wrong place. Everybody, crack them if you got them, son.
And if you ever yell at me again when Boots is on with us, we're gonna have big problems, baby.
Guys, we're live. We're live.
Oh. We're live.
I didn't know.
Let's go, baby.
I mean, woo! Yes. Hey, yeah. Everyone's happy and we're having a good time. And when we're having a good time, we do this. Crack them if you got them, son.
Ooh, and crack him if you got him.
And
my hat. Can you throw me my?
Oh yeah, America's team.
Yeah.
Off the wall, banked it.
Oh no.
Oh, not that one.
My AT&T.
Oh, AT&T. Oh yeah. I got you, bae. There you go.
Nothing like that first crack 'em on a hot summer day, boys.
Ooh, oh. They feel good, don't they, Bootsy? You all the way down in SoCal. Where? Funny
beautiful
enough,
SoCal.
Where the
SoCal city of Brea, adjacent to Oxnard. So, Oxnard's right outside. I'm in Oxnard, guys. Go ahead and put the little screen live from Oxnard.
The best diner in all of Southern California, right by your office. What was that?
Oh,
what was that little?
No, we're not giving it no play.
what is it? Nicky's?
Nick's Diner.
Yeah. Stupid Super Nick's or whatever.
Super Nick's.
For the best cardboard flavored hamburgers,
and it sells reheated breakfast. It sells reheated burritos. It sells reheated burgers. Yeah. I mean, whatever you need.
Number one
reheated
competitor is the gas station next door. If you want to get some,
I didn't think the food. Like we kind of gambled. We had big breakfast there the day of the SoFi game, and that could have went very south for us. If we
had a breakfast burrito, okay, listen, I'm sorry, but the further you are from the United States Mexican border, the less you know about Mexican food. So trust me, I'm a lot closer to it than you are.
No, I just mean the fact that we were lucky that we didn't get food poisoning is all I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
like the food, the food was like a C, like
subpar,
guaranteed a C. Like I'm not saying it was great. I'm just lucky. I based it off of the way the place looks. We're lucky we didn't get food poisoning and we weren't battle shitting each other at the SoFi Stadium.
That's right. And the saving grace about the food, Bocce, was the price. Even for Canadians, it was, you know, good enough.
But there was literally that little market like on that same block where your house was at, and you could have gone there and the food would have been 10 times better.
Yeah, but like you said, the further you get away from Mexico, the less you know about shit. We just saw like diner. It looked like you could score meth outside the place. We're like, okay, this is where we're going to eat.
You could. Absolutely.
Hey, but
it's like, that's like combo number 7 or something like that.
But Bot G, Welcome back.
First week of training camp. Bot G, how you doing?
Oh, dude, I'm feeling so good right now. I'm hyped. I'm excited. We got, you know, 1/3 of the camp fan coming tomorrow to Orange County to hang out. So I'm really stoked about getting some one-on-one time with, you know, the people's champs. So I'm just excited to meet the rest of the Adam Bessie family as well. So it's going to be good times.
We're excited to meet. They're excited to meet you, too.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of like I'm talking to, you know, a girl I like. My girlfriend, she's going to be, but I'm going to be seeing her in a week. And this is just like the kind of excited
conversation.
The night before we're having this conversation. Well, I can't wait to see
you. Where you can't hide your boner.
Yeah, can't. Yeah. Yeah,
there it is. There it is.
I'm feeling it.
Hey.
There's no denying it.
Appreciate having you back on always, of course. And we will be accompanying Bandwagon Boy 1 in a week to join up with those two handsome fellas in Orange County. And Boots, I got to ask you, is it called Orange County or Southern, like SoCal? What's the cooler thing to say? So I don't look like an idiot when I'm down
Orange
there.
Orange County, I think you could say SoCal. SoCal encompasses everything like LA and south of LA, or even Oxnard and south of that. It goes all the way down to San Diego, but we'll take it. A lot of times we say Orange County because people hear about it on TV from certain TV shows or Anaheim. A lot of times if I tell people, hey, I live in Brea, people are like, where's that? And then I have to explain, do you know where Disneyland is? And they're like, oh yeah, Disneyland. Okay, I'm about 15 minutes north of it. And they're like, okay, cool.
And they know.
So you live in Los Angeles.
Yes.
So you live in the greater Los Angeles County.
Exactly. Well, it's Orange County, so it's a county south of it. So yeah, but just to make it simple for everybody, I just smile and nod.
That's what we do. We just say Canada, and they're like, oh, you might know someone I know up there. And we're like, yeah, we do.
Totally. Oh, I know Bill.
Guys, training camp has kicked off, and I'm sure we're going to dive into that. But, AJ, do you have what we got going on the docket tonight? Do you want to give any sort of rundown?
You know what? I'm not as prepared as I probably should be. But basically, there was a couple things that happened out of training camp. First of all, a lot of really cool, awesome clips. We're seeing some players get some highlights, a.k.a. that Tolbert twist and turn catch at the goal line.
Twist
and shout. What great body movement. But also, I think the more important thing, and I don't know if we want to lead off with this, but it makes sense. There was some really, I don't know, like
cryptic
press conferences between Dak Prescott, Jerry Jones, as well as Bat son Stephen Jones. And so I got to pull those clips up because we don't want to watch the whole 49-minute.
No, I posted in the DMs the Dak one. Like, okay. It's a minute of it's a kind of Dak Prescott was getting interviewed. He was getting asked about how he feels going into the season without a contract.
And I listened on the way home today driving. I will listen to all 25 minutes, and he's pretty good with his cadence up until this part, and then all of a sudden he like starts to act a little weird. And
it's
so
like he didn't have it rehearsed.
Or it's maybe too sensitive for him for that moment. Do you know what we're talking about there, Boots? Obviously, you do.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I mean, we all know Dak. He's the consummate professional. I mean, I think everybody would love for him to go out there and just to give us his best Jerry Maguire, grab the mic and be like, give me the money or show me the money.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not going to happen. I mean, at the end of the day, he doesn't want to give or take or kind of, you know, he doesn't want to say, hey, guys, yeah, I'm going to pay for the lowest amount of money possible. I mean, he wants to get paid. He's not going to give anything away. It's a poker game right now. I think we're a lot closer to seeing the sign now with Tua signing.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those I feel like they're waiting for every quarterback for those dominoes to fall before they can negotiate because, you know, Tua got, 53?
53 a year, yeah. He's going to get, how wild is that?
So now there's the bench. You can't have Dak, you know,
even close
for less than that.
Even close to it.
Even close to it. Exactly. So now that last domino has fallen, or is there any other quarterback that needs to be signed yet?
Maybe some restructures. Like I'm sure you could say Patrick Mahomes' deal now is like get restructured, but
I'm here.
But none of the Tua and Trevor Lawrence, like guys that are going into their second contract. I don't think I don't think there's anyone else like that. So I think you hit the nail on the head with the Cowboys and the Prescott team are waiting for all those guys to get paid so they know where their true value is. Because now you got Trevor Lawrence, who I think is $55 million a year. You got Tua, who's $53 million a year. Well, Dak's substantially better than both those players. And I don't care what anyone says. It's right there in the contracts. He has a better stat line than both those other quarterbacks. He's going to get paid better than both those quarterbacks. So it's going to be interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, as we're having our show, you bet that Dak Prescott, his manager, his people, Stephen Joe, Jerry Jones, they're all in the room. They're on the table. They're probably watching Cowboys camp right now. Shout out to you guys out there. Make this deal happen. And their negotiations probably started today.
Yep, you're not wrong.
I would say this, and we'll watch the clip after I get to speak.
Okay? Nah, play.
But when we watch this, and you mentioned that there's kind of this like, it's almost like he gets possessed halfway through his talk. And our good buddy and homie, and we'll have him on sometime in the near future, hopefully. Well, maybe not so near future because we're going to be traveling. But anyways, Bryson Carver from the Carving It Up podcast did a really awesome breakdown on his most recent show. You could find that on the Grid Network. And he kind of breaks down everything that's happening. Mostly, he's a big Dak dude, and he's mostly focused on Dak. But it incorporates CeeDee Lamb. It incorporates Stephen and Jerry Jones and their comments. And essentially what he's saying is like, and we're going to watch this in just 1 second, but he, to kind of answer that flip that Dak does here, and I love what Bryson's take is, he says Dak's like starts with that typical, he's going to give the fucking
political speech,
political answer, and then he says, you know what? Nah, because Jerry and Steve, and this is me now coming in with my own perspective, but I think what he's leading to is like, well, if Jerry and Steven are going to go out there, and basically Stephen Jones says, okay, well, Dak's taking up too much money. That's why we don't have money to pay these other guys. And Jerry Jones is saying, essentially, well, sometimes when you lose that piece that you think you need, you actually end up better. Basically saying, if Dak moves on, we'll be fine without him. This, I think, is his response. And I don't know what order it came in, but this has probably been shared in their secret room, in Jerry's salt room, if you will, where the negotiations are happening. So this is Dak Prescott's recent kind of comment on the contract and how he's feeling. And let me just make sure we're not muted because it's mute. There we go.
Mute, Jay.
Growing up, this is where I've become a man. So, but at the end of the day, it's a business. And
yeah, I'm only getting it from the right ear or the left ear. Too.
You know, when
I can't help that.
I'm going to say it. I want to be here, but you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day, may not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have is be where your feet are, make the most of it, be confident in yourself, make your team better. I love my teammates. I love that locker room. I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy. So that's what allows me to be free and focus and understand that. And time comes, who knows what comes. As I said, I've been through a lot of adversity personally, that it's about, you know, being thankful for where you are, hugging and loving on your loved ones, and taking it one day at a time, and handling the rest when it approaches.
What I like about this, first of all, is that dad gang hat. That's sweet as shit. And I'm not a dad, but I'd wear it.
Dad's hard.
Everyone who is a dad, you're welcome to that Dak Prescott dad gang. But what do you think about that? Like, I feel, and to kind of finish up Bryson's perspective, Bryson quoted and said, and Anthony, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to say it. He says Dak Prescott will not be a Dallas Cowboys quarterback within 8 months. No, hang on. Ant's going to have a little freak out.
If they somehow flub this and he goes to another team, I said it in our DMs, man. I'm nervous that we're going to watch this motherfucker win. And when I said it sounded like I was mad at Dak, but I was like, we're going to watch this motherfucker win a Super Bowl for a different team.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be his fault. It's going to be because they completely butchered the last 2 years in his contract negotiation. Boots, like, you got it, Boots. We know you're a Dak guy. We're all big Dak guys. This shouldn't even be a conversation right now with the season that he had last year.
Yeah, no, I agree. At the end of the day, you're going to have Dak on one side of the table. You have Jerry on the other side. He's going to have like a whiskey in one hand, probably a salt block on the other. And they're gonna negotiate. I'm gonna call it right now. It's gonna not gonna be like the highest yearly of every other quarterback, but it's gonna be like the most guaranteed money a quarterback has ever received. So it's gonna be something along those lines where it's gonna be cap friendly to the point where he's not getting the 60 million, but he's gonna get like 54, 55, but he's gonna have like the most amount guaranteed of all time.
You only think 54 or 55, hey?
Oh yeah, but again, he's gonna have like 300 million guaranteed, or
Which
what's the highest? Like 400 or something? 380?
I don't know. StatJ might get on that, but yeah,
what was the sorry, there's
highest
another.
guaranteed amount given to a quarterback.
Oh, okay.
And
Was it?
I think that's at the end of the day with contracts, that's kind of what they're all after.
Well, someone in the chat, we're talking about quarterbacks. Jordan Love just signed 4 year, or rumor he's about to sign 4 years. At 220 million, 75 million signing bonus, and 155 guarantee.
So what's that end up being? Per season?
AJ's checking those stats because this just came in like 15 minutes ago.
Well, what was his total contract?
220 million.
220 million divided by four.
Okay. So adding that on, we have tag
55 million.
Tua Tag. I'm just gonna call him Tua Tags. 4 year, 212, 167 guaranteed. Then we have Justin Herbert.
Can you throw these out? Do you have these on the screen here?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not bringing it over.
Get that stuff over there.
Yeah, so Jordan Love's just 55 a year, like you were saying.
No, but still, just it's like, yeah,
fucking bum.
Well, you can't, what, you're just like fucking Lawrence? I thought you beat the Cowboys.
I think.
That's huge, though.
I think, and I don't know how many people are against this still, but it seemed like whenever we had this conversation, when I was paying more attention to what people were saying, it was like 50 million a year. Are you crazy? We got, like,
dude, 4 years ago, paying Dak Prescott $40 million a year was crazy. Four years ago at the same exact time.
But look what we're seeing now. We're seeing if this Jordan Love deal is correct, and we know Tagliova's correct.
You had it the first time. Okay. You nailed it the first time.
Oh, I second guess myself. But you know, like, if they're getting 53 base a year, what the fuck do you think is that? Like 60 million. And that's high, I know, but that's the market now. We are in a accelerated quarterback market. This is stock market. So you can either make your bet and be like, which it would be the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of in my life. No, we're going to wait until this market dries up and then pick from the, I don't know, the remaining bottom of the barrel players. No, we don't want to shop at Sephora.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Okay, but, so I just looked up the NFL.
That's the market, man.
I looked up the total guaranteed money. Deshaun Watson, $230 million. Joe Burrow, $219 million. Justin Herbert, $218 million. Trevor Lawrence got $200 million.
But that's their actual contract.
That's the guaranteed money.
That's the guaranteed.
Patrick Mahomes at $141 million.
Okay.
So I think you're going to see Dak Prescott somewhere in the $300, $325 million guaranteed. And again, it'll be a lower annually. So because the annual.
That's wild.
Yeah, annual value, Joe Burrow's got 55, Trevor Lawrence got 55, Jared Goff is at 53, Herbert 52, Lamar 52, Hurts 51. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe he's at 57, 58.
I think 57, 58 sounds more realistic. 60, I mean, especially because he said he doesn't care if he's sets the you know, the new record for the highest or most guaranteed. But that would still put him right up there.
Okay. Dak can say that he doesn't care, but you know who does?
His agent.
Cooper Rush.
Moneybags AGs.
Yeah. Let me hit you guys to some chat comments, because we're obviously talking about a very polarizing topic right now.
Let's hear what chat has to say, because I'm always on the boat of like, just pay your fucking dude.
Sign the guy.
So James Macia says, re-sign Dak and his 12 regular season wins and MVP consideration for 4 more years, but no NFC championship games or Super Bowl most likely. Travis O'Shea says, like Mahomes is 43 this year, and I think the next year is 37 or something, and then the year following it goes up to 60.
Yeah.
Ultra then says, Mahomes signed a 10-year deal to make it a team-friendly deal. And Ultra has been on record saying that if Dak does re-sign with the Cowboys and it's a team-friendly deal, he can kind of get behind it. But he's continuing to go on about it, Jamina Chokotter.
But, back to the thing with guys being like, well, you saw, so what's the, right now, what is the contingency plan of not having Dak Prescott?
Exactly.
That's my only thing. Like, so are they, if they're not signing Dak Prescott for next season, but they have him this year, they go with 10 to 12 wins, whatever ends up being, they're not getting a good draft pick. And then what are you doing? You're going to give up the future draft picks to trade up to try to get a quarterback? Like, what's the plan if you're not planning on signing Dak right now? That's my only question, and I don't see a feasible solution right now.
And there is I agree, and I think what you got to do with Dak is you make him either the highest played quarterback or you give him the most amount of guaranteed money. And whatever one makes the most sense, because the options outside of Dak Prescott signal that you would have to be taking a regression year. If you don't
or two
have,
or three.
Or two or three. At least one. And the Cowboys can't afford that. The Cowboys can't afford... Guess what, Cowboys Nation? We will prove everyone wrong if the Cowboys have a step back 5 years.
Well...
Because we're still going to buy those motherfucking tickets and those motherfucking shirts.
Boots, like if they don't sign Dak, but then they sign CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons.
Who's going to throw them the ball?
I still think your number one priority should be a top five quarterback.
Yeah, we're going to end up like the Raiders. They got all super excited when they signed Devontae Adams, but they had zero quarterbacks to throw him the ball.
Gator.
Here's the other thing too. I shared it in our chat with when Dak was on a team friendly contract in those early years when he wasn't making his money. What did the Cowboys do with that money for signing? And it's like they didn't. When everyone's like, "Oh, Dak's 50% towards the cap. He's taking up too much room," and it's like. They haven't done anything with that money previously beforehand. So why would we think anything is going to change? So we have Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb. You have a good quarterback and a good wide receiver combo there. We need to lock it up.
Now, the only thing I would say on that is I agree because they didn't do anything. There was that meme that came out and you did share it. It showed all the players and there was no one that stood out on the list where you'd be like, yes, that was worthwhile. However, it's the potential, right?
Right.
Timeout. So you're like, okay, they have Dak Prescott on this crazy rookie deal. They were still paying Tony Romo's salary. So yes, Dak Prescott was cheap, but they still had the fallout from Tony Romo's contracts. So that's just a little kind of tidbit on that. It wasn't like they had free money to play with. They were still... in the hole for Romo for the next few years. So that's the only thing that can curb the whole, because it's like, well, why didn't they bring out everybody that was awesome when they had Dak Prescott on his rookie contract? Because they couldn't, because they were still hamstrung by Romo's initial contract or his third contract.
So it was still, the quarterbacks were still leading
it was
up.
Still, yeah, it was essentially like they still had a top 10 quarterback. They just, the top 10 quarterback was the rookie player.
Well, I got Stephen Jones here.
Like on... the phone?
On the phone.
Yeah, put him on.
Yeah.
Let's see what he... Let's see what's,
yeah, there's his hat.
I welcome the opportunity that we've drafted well enough to have one of the best quarterbacks.
Why the fuck does CanFan have a better audio setup than a $8 billion company? Why does it sound like he's talking through a megaphone?
It sounds like that microphone is not working and they have another microphone that's picking up all the audio and they've really just honed in
that on that sounds Stephen awful. I do like his drip, guys. I do like his
great
drip.
Great hat.
Great hat. Great long sleeves.
Boots. Bat, son.
Boots. Is that black? What is that? What color is that?
It's blue. Yeah, I want that hat. Okay. AJ and I both want that hat. If
Food, you see this? If you see that?
I'm getting it.
That is a sweet hat.
I got you.
In the league, one of the best pass rushers in the league, if not the best, and one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the league. welcome the opportunity. It's great that we draft like that, but it does take time, and it's certainly not easy. You know, you look at a guy like Jefferson, they're not paying a quarterback. They're not paying anybody on their roster at this point. So it's a lot easier for them to stretch a little more, and we're just trying to work through reasonably with CD, reasonably with Dak, what we can do to make it work.
Pause it. I hate that. I hate the deflecting. I hate deflection in any type of hard situation when the person just deflects to other examples. No, that's not the situation. Minnesota's situation is completely different than your guys's. You guys dug yourself a hole with your quarterback. Now get yourself fucking out of it. That's just pure deflection, pure salesman fucking backpedaling bullshit is what he's saying, and I just can't stand that.
Here's what exactly, and he basically,
I felt like I was just talking to Ad there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because hey, his drip's good. I the only thing I'm disappointed in is he doesn't have a nice dart dangling out of his mouth while he's talking. Like, come on.
It kind of sounded like Johnny Cash there when he was talking with that mic.
He did a little bit. Yeah. I can see that.
Let's go. Sorry, Alex.
Yeah. No, if
Ring of Fire,
he's essentially kind of saying that. Well, you know, Minnesota doesn't have to deal with a quarterback. That's why they can do all these purchases, and I'm entirely, I'm copying, or I'm taking exactly what our boy Bryson Carver said in his Carving It Up podcast. I was trying to think of like what's the term when you like I'm pirating his material, but basically what I'm getting from this conversation
is plagiarizing,
but it's ours. And look, if you've come to CanFan, you know this is how we work, okay?
We always give the person credit. We always give the person credit.
Oh, you get credit.
And then we steal it.
But I agree with it, because what he's saying is, what Bryson was saying was, this is essentially saying the reason we can't sign other players is because we pay Dak too much.
That's so dumb.
And it's not true. It's not.
Look at every other competing team in the NFL. They have more than just their quarterback.
I like the Joneses' tactics in terms of...
Well, you're an AT&T guy. We know that.
No. Look, I like it to the point where it's now... You can't throw so much shit in the face of your players that eventually they're going to be like, hey, man, you're throwing shit in my face.
Yep.
And you're like, no, I'm not.
The only reason it's happening is because it's your fault.
Yeah, like at some point it's going to get too far. And I worry that I like tough negotiations. It helps the Cowboys to get a little bit more out of the budget to help squeeze that. And for sure, just generally, that's a good idea. But not at the loss of a pillar like a Dak Prescott. And I know there's people out there who will argue Dak has playoff issues,
playoffs.
And that's why, playoffs. You know, we should move on. And sure, that's a conversation, but it comes... Whoa, was that a ghost?
No, it's just the fan keeps knocking down the shark. And I keep putting him up and he keeps falling down.
Audio listeners, don't worry. There's no ghost here.
There's no ghost.
But
you're getting haunted. We're getting haunted.
But
by the ghost of shark.
That's what this kind of leads to is like either shit or get off the pot. Like if you're going to bring back Dak, I don't think anyone's the people who don't like Dak are
Ultra Cowboy.
Well, Ultra Cowboy is actually fairly reasonable. Like,
what?
I know.
Hey, there's a cage match going on in our chat right now.
Yeah,
Travis is in there. Of course, Ultra Cowboy is just in there. He is throwing some haymakers.
And
Ultra Cowboy's got some. He's got some opinions, but I respect the guy. He sticks to his guns. He's not a Dak writer. That guy's writing. He's probably writing Rush Hour 4 as we speak.
No,
he wants Cooper Rush in there so bad.
This is where
Eastside Herald's in there too, and it's comedy, guys. It's awesome. But really quick, what I want to say is what's amazing about being a Dallas Cowboy fan is just that all these other quarterbacks are being signed, all these big names, you know, Tua and
Hawk Tua.
And Lawrence, Hawk Tua. Yeah, exactly. And what are people are talking about? They're talking about Dak.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, yeah, you know, Tua signed today for $53 million. What's Jerry going to do now? Like, nobody cares about what's going on somewhere else. Everyone cares about the Cowboys.
The star, baby. Before AJ, crackers, you got him, son.
No, just give me one second to transfer it to you. That's all I ask.
Oh, sorry, I'm too quick.
Let me just wrap up this terribly awkward thought that I have. All I'm saying is the game makes sense. You play the game to the point where it becomes detrimental. We're now entering the point where it's detrimental, where it's becoming public, and it's going to start getting to the point where the wedge is going to be too much, and they're not going to be able to come back.
Well, it was they're flirting with disaster here. This is Armageddon. Bruce Willis telling what's his fuck there.
Ben Affleck
to get off, and they might not even destroy the asteroid, right? We're at that point right now because they should have re-signed Dak last year in the offseason. They would have probably got Dak Prescott for $52-53 million a season. Every time they do this and they kick the can with his contract, yep, which completely debilitated their restructure game, and now they're kicking the can some more. Look at none of us, and I'm going back to the Dak Prescott, that the conversation or his interview, I've never seen Dak look like that in an interview. Like, he was kind of just being like, yeah, yep, I might not be here anymore. Well,
and if you watch the whole interview, he was regular Dak, and then that part, he starts to shift.
Because he starts to actually thinking about something that he's never thought about.
Because he was playing team-friendly Dak, and then I think it just crossed his mind and been like, he's like,
Fuck bitches, get money.
Well, he's like, look.
I do have a theory.
Hang on.
Let me just finish my thought.
So Dak, I don't know the timeline, but I'm assuming Dak heard what Jerry Jones said and what Stephen Jones said, and they were the ones that opened the door, like they always do, to basically kind of out of the side of their mouths attack their players. Dak probably, I think, just said, you know what? He didn't go on the attack. He literally went on the defense there. And was like, I want to be here, but if I have to go finish my career somewhere else, this is a business, and I'm willing to do business. Nothing out of Jerry Jones's mouth or Stephen Jones's mouth in either of their press conferences today suggested that they are thinking anything different. They're all talking business, too. So when, like, what you kind of force baby into a corner.
Yep.
And Dak decided to fight, and I like that.
I love Breakfast Club move. Great Breakfast Club quote.
That's Dirty Dancing.
No shit.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck
it. Wait, way to go along with the bit.
Toss me one, son.
Way to go along with the bit.
I was going
to
say, first, AJ and Stephen Jones, with AJ dressed like this and Stephen Jones dressed like that, I would tie into that live stream.
And who takes longer to finish a thought? We don't know.
And then I was going
to
say,
well, we know Stephen takes 52 seconds, so I'm over.
Well, let's finish or add. What do you got?
We'll go add
Boots, finish the clip.
I was going to say that I do think there is just part of it that maybe the internet has blown up. Dax, the way that Dax responds to it, I think he was just getting emotional at the thought that maybe he's not going to finish his career as a Cowboy. Because,
but has he done that before?
No,
he hasn't. But I'm not saying that he's thinking that he's not going to get extended in this contract, because he's, in his eyes, he's probably like, I got 10 more years. August 6th with CeeDee Lamb.
Both of them.
So, which I'm happy if that happens, but I think he was probably more so just even thinking, you know, a Favre or a Peyton Manning, where they didn't get to finish their careers.
Tom Brady, Peyton.
Can I finish my thought?
Well, I'm just naming other quarterbacks.
Right. Yeah. So all of these guys. So I think he's just thinking, he's probably as he's a dad gang now, he's a little bit more emotional. And now that he's in his limelight years of his 30s, because he's past the big 3-0, he probably just got emotional. I don't think, as you were saying, there's no indication that Jerry or Stephen Jones is saying that Dak's not going to get re-signed. I think he's just thinking down the road. The thought of him maybe not finishing his career out as a Cowboy is pretty sad.
And look, I'm an AT&T boy. You can tell by my hat.
Yeah.
But when your boyfriend, and that's Jerry Jones in this scenario, is saying, well, I'm looking at other... Look, if my piece of tail leaves, I can get other tail. Yeah, sure, I know what I got, but you know, it comes and goes. I can get that sweet, stanky pussy. If Jerry...
but, you know, oh, my goodness.
What do you think? Then Dak's going to say. He's going to be like, I was gonna okay.
I was going to use the same analogy.
Boots was about to use the same analogy. Oh,
Dak's going to be head, AJ.
Dak's going to be like, first of all, I wash my body with Epsom salts. There's no stank puss on this.
You didn't say Epstein salts, did you?
now all of a sudden, now we're definitely not getting pushed.
Don't flag us.
No flags. You can't say the E word.
I'm Canadian. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that kind of his shift was like, I need to, if I don't say shit, then I think it was, first of all, I like that he did it. It was definitely not the business move to just give the fucking political answer. But look, let's give a little, like, Jerry and Steven do need a little slap because they need to shut their mouths on these press conferences too if they don't want to open this Pandora's box. Oh. And they opened it.
God, Jerry's was even worse. He was just talking about ambiguity. Like, yep. He probably said it 30 times. Boots, what do you got before we listen to the rest of Steven fucking Jones here?
Bats on.
Well, he said a whole lot of nothing, but it's funny because AJ was in my head. I was picturing, you know, like exactly Jerry Jones. He's the boyfriend. You got Dak Prescott. He's the girlfriend. They're going to make Dak an offer. It's on him whether he decides to accept it or not. But, you know, Jerry being the boyfriend, he's staring across the table. He's looking at Dak, and he said, babe, tomorrow is not promised. Let's get those cheeks clapped tonight.
That's right. Look, I'm buying dinner. Go. Hey, look, I'll buy dinner. Go. I'm buying dinner tonight.
Okay, crack if you got him. And Ultra might have had crack him if you got him. Ultra might have had the best comment of all Can Fan history.
Let's see.
AJ Epstein.
No. AJ Epstein?
No, I just mean that's a good, yeah, it's just a good name. It had nothing to do with anything other than that.
Okay, let's hear what.
There's no alleged there either.
Let's finish up Steven's pixelated conference.
Get back to varsity boots.
Reasonably with CD, reasonably with Dak.
He does look way younger.
What we can do to make it work from an economic standpoint. And certainly when you're trying to pay three guys like that, it certainly does
limit
your opportunities to maybe improve the roster down the line.
I just hate it. I hate everything he said.
No, in fairness, I understand the point that he's making. It's not wrong. Like, you have a salary cap, and you need to sign a bunch of high-quality, top-dollar players, for sure. I don't know if speaking about it, like, in that light, essentially putting blame on your quarterback.
Because that's why CD's not in camp, is because you have to pay Dak.
Well, we can't pay CD because we got to worry about Dak 60. It's like,
and that's what I mean.
The whole put yourself in this position.
That's the whole bullshit of this talk, right? That's why I hate it, because at the end of the day, every other team does it. Every other team does it. They've all figured it out. And no one, when they have multiple stars up that are up for their next contract, are saying, well, we haven't got the deal worked out with Christian McCaffrey because we have to pay Brock Purdy, or we haven't got the deal figured out with Travis Kelce because we have to pay Patrick Mahomes. You don't hear that shit. Obviously, it's going to be a juggling act, but you're not supposed to try to pit the media or the fans against your quarterback, which is what's happening. Because I've had it. I have buddies that are Cowboys fans, and they're like, shit, man, we can't pay, or we're not going to get Micah Parsons, we're not going to get CeeDee Lamb because Dak Prescott. And it's like, that's such a bullshit cop-out.
And also, like, they act like, oh, this is it's like, if you're drafting those high-quality players and not preparing for it, and you're going to get rid of them, then, okay, that's totally fine, understandable, then trade them. Get something in value, because if you just let them walk to free agency, and then your plan is to outbid the next person when you don't have the money to sign them already, it's not going to work out. The guy's going to have a sour taste in his mouth. If this is how Dak Prescott ends up leaving, it is not going to end up good for the boys.
No,
like,
not
if
at
he
all.
Enters free agency,
goes to the Giants.
It feels like you're throwing a game winning interception, or a game losing interception. If he goes away from us without them getting anything for any type of trade value, we just let him go to the free market and someone.
And that's what it's shaping up to be.
Scoops him up. It's that big, no!
Yeah, no!
Or the other thing, what if by whatever luck of fate, he goes and wins a Super Bowl this year?
With the Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Well, now $60 million,
that's a deal.
It's just, there's no win situation for them.
The other point with Dak, too, is like, all well and good, okay, you can't pay $55 million for your quarterback. Okay. Or more. 55, let's just say 55. Call it whatever the fuck you want. Okay, that's fine. So then what's the future plan? Because it's not drafting. You're not going to, if your plan is to go another 12-5 season or 11-6 season, you're kind of out of the woods.
Or quarterback sweepstakes.
Yeah, you're not in the quarterback sweepstakes unless you give up a whole shit ton. You're not able to trade Dak for anything. So you're kind of hoping you find a Brock Purdy, which a Brock Purdy is not even necessarily equivalent to. The only sameness that he has with Tom Brady is that they were both drafted last and that they performed well above what they were expected to do.
I was going to say it's pretty rare.
Pretty rare. I was going to say Bootsy's right at that timeline where he's wanting to head out, so I just wanted to make sure he's able to get as much words in here. Well, AJ.
Well, how about I just finish your thought.
It
doesn't matter. I can't remember.
Let AJ cook. AJ, I mean, I'm hearing him talk. He's cooking. He's eating. He's not leaving any crumbs. I think he even washed the plate. Let him finish.
I can't really. I lost my train of thought there. So.
Technically,
it's probably a shit point.
Technically, Anth was hit you up before I did that. I was trying to use Anth as a break to try to.
I don't give a fuck if you guys think I cut you off. If I think I have a funny joke, I'm going to do it. And if you guys cut me off during mid sentence, I'll roll with it. I'll never stop and say anything. I think it's a flow. And if I'm going to talk when I want to talk.
And I'll mute you when I want to mute you.
Do it.
The only thing I'll add to that is like, yeah, money is a big factor. But I also think that Dak needs to take into account the money that he's going to make outside of the NFL with all the endorsements, being the Dallas Cowboy quarterback, because there's things that come along and certain opportunities that are awarded to a Dallas Cowboy quarterback. For example, you look at the things that Tony Romo has been able to do after his career, Troy Aikman has been able to do after his career. If these guys go out somewhere else and they finish their careers in another team, they may not have those opportunities. So, yeah, he might get a big payday from another team, but if he wants to continue to collect multiple paydays for the rest of his life till he hits that retirement age or whatever he wants to do, he might want to consider staying a Cowboy.
And I hope he does. But right now, they're only putting more and more wedges between each other, and things are not looking good in terms of... Now, this could all change, like Ann said, August 6th. Boosh, we got a sign.
That's my date. It's like, it's 2012 here. I got my December 21st, 2012 right now.
Listen, next week, Cam Fan's going to be at Oxnard Training Camp. We're going to be in the VIP section. We're going to be rubbing elbows with Jerry. Jerry's going to, it's going to be like a day or two after he signed Dak and CeeDee. And he's just going to be talking about, oh, yeah, that's my guy. We're going to sign him the whole time. There was never any doubt. Of course, we're going to pay him everything he wants. It's just going to be the same song and dance.
Jerry's going to gaslight us.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, 100%. Of course. I wonder, an ad said he had a look at it at the VIP last time when we were down there. There might be a chance that we can see these press conferences.
It's right. We walk.
I remember seeing it like kind of on the tennis courts.
Yeah. When we walk into the area that we're going to, it's right to the right.
Do you think we get kicked out before it happens, though?
No. And I think if you're up top, I think if you're up top where we were before, you can actually look down into it. From what I can remember.
Who's streaking?
AJ. Hey.
AJ, we'll pull sticks. Short of stick. I guess it's me.
It's cold out here. Alex, it's fucking 101 degrees. See how I translated that to
I did like American that. Fahrenheit? I did like that. That was good.
Oh, hey, that's good. I wasn't quick enough to get that.
Well, Budgie, if you got a roll now, give us your final thought. Lead us out into our next conversation with whatever you have to say here. Range.
All I know is that this next 2 weeks are going to be amazing. We got Adam coming down tomorrow with the whole Bessie clan tribe, and we're gonna go get some tacos. I'm gonna take him out to get some of the best food they've ever had in their life over at Prime Cut Taqueria. And then I'm excited to hang out with you guys the following week, the following Monday over in Oxnard, and that's going to be a blast, so get ready. I would recommend that you like cleanse your liver, maybe you want a juice cleanse because you're going to need it. Your boy's coming with a tequila
bar. I was just talking about yesterday.
Where's the bell? Give me the bell.
Yesterday I was telling people about Boots and his tequila, for sure.
Yeah, of course. I went shopping today, actually, so I'm stocked, ready. So cleanse those livers, guys. It's gonna be a party. It's gonna be so much fun. I'm super hyped. You mentioned earlier how like we're having trouble sleeping. Maybe that's true for me. I've been like last three couple of days. It's we've been chatting, you know, through text message and things like that. It just gets me so hyped and I'm excited.
Fuck
so
yeah.
You know, safe travels to everybody on your way here. And like I said, we're gonna have a really good time. And Cowboy Nation, if you get an opportunity to join us out there, please do hit us up. Crack one with us. It's gonna be so much fun to, you know, just engage and talk to everybody out there. And and then also we'll talk about it as we get closer, but we got that SoFi game preseason. Ooh. Against so I'm gonna be going to that one too. So
of course you are.
Boots. Of course, boots on the ground.
Yeah, of course. Boots on the ground. Cowboys are not setting in LA and not me be there. So exactly. It's gonna be fun. Yeah, we're gonna crack them. There's gonna be so much, you know, cool little footage and a lot of content that we're gonna be able to create out there. So again, I'm super excited. Love you guys. Thank you for having me.
Love you, buddy.
I'll let you guys finish it off, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks, Bootsy.
Boots on the ground. Love you, brother, and we'll see you soon, man. Super stoked to. Just get out of Chilliwack, to be honest, but also it's a bonus that we get to go hang out with you for a week, my dude.
And it's someone say it's a boner that we get to hang out with them.
His moniker boots on right. The moniker right. Boots on the ground couldn't be perfect. More perfect for no, you,
yes.
Dude.
It is. Yep.
Yes. Thank you. Well, you guys dubbed me that, so you christened me with that name, and I love it, and I wear it with honor. AJ, don't you worry, buddy. I got you covered when you
yeah, I know. Let's go. Hey, You know,
you got his weed. Do you have my cocaine?
always. Laced with fennel.
Just yeah, like let's get there it. We go. Just how we like it. Just like just how we do it in British Columbia, Canada.
Exactly.
All right, exactly. Boots. Love you, brother.
Thanks, Bootsy.
Love you guys too, man. Take care.
Peace.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the fucking ground. That's Eric Serrato, a day one that is just now. He's a Can fan.
Oh, yeah.
Boots is Can fan, and I couldn't be happier. I was talking. I forget. I think it was Tay's parents. I was just like, yeah, kind of telling them about Boots. I was like, we couldn't have met a more perfect fucking dude to like integrate with us. Like, it just worked out so organically and perfect. So
not only is Boots arguably, you know, the biggest, not only in his height.
We need him. We need him if we're traveling to San Fran.
Yeah.
Boots, standing 6'2", 6'3". We need him. We're all sub 6".
But he's a
talking height.
He's also a massive Cowboys fan as well. And then to just add on that he just meshes so well with us, it's just been the perfect mirage, you will.
And Ultra says Eric is a great dude.
He really is.
See, and
high praise from Ultra.
And that's exactly. I said to Ultra, he said earlier on when we were chatting, and I put it on the screen there, and I was texting back and forth in the
Things
chat.
We were heated.
It was heated. It was heated conversations. It was heated in the chat. But he said he's going to call in when we go out first round of the playoffs just to hear me pissed off. And I said, I hope you call in before that. I said, after every game, we'll give you 5 minutes with Ultra.
Yeah, five minutes. Fuck, that's five a minutes good segment.
5 minutes of Ultra?
Yeah, but we have to put a timer up and at 5 minutes cut.
Yeah,
cut.
Yeah, cut. Yeah. He's just out. He's out. And he can say.
We don't stop him.
No, nothing. 5 minutes with Ultra. Go
nuts. 5 minutes of Ultra.
Ultra, you need to have it so that you have a nice camera because we need a camera feed.
Yeah, we got to get a camera feed.
We've seen you. You're a good looking dude. You can get on cam.
Ultra, don't fucking tell me you can't afford a camera living in Puerto Rico with those tax savings.
Living in Puerto Rico, Dowdle.
Trust me, I know you wander that island in 48 hours. You just do a continuous loop, and you just fucking socialize with the people on Puerto Rico.
And if he just calling in, I'm gonna snag a screen grab, the best, like the most awkward screen grab of him from the draft.
Adam,
yes, now that Alex,
how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little.
We never take time to actually just respect good. Each other.
Yeah, and I'm also fed up with you because I've already been with you for 4 hours.
He was at my office for all day long.
Oh, you guys were together all day today?
Looking tough.
Yeah, I just fucking hear. I was hearing him. I was just like, yeah, but,
and I'm not done. Yeah. Was there anything in the chat that you wanted to hit up? Because
you do
was going
chat,
off. Yeah. And to have a piss.
This is. I know there was shit going on. I did this.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but like we can roll back. Okay, and see what people were saying about that conversation.
So,
men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair. But for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple.
Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The thing that Ultra brought up...
I know it might be difficult because it was it was a war.
Yeah, there's a lot. When we were talking earlier, Ultra said, well, what do we do without Dak? He says, go draft a first-round quarterback, right? Which is not an easy thing to do.
Absolutely, let's do it.
So the one thing he did bring up when we were talking about, when Anth brought up that Dak Prescott goes to a different team, he's winning a Super Bowl, Ultra brought out, besides Brady, name another quarterback who's left their team and won a Super Bowl. And that I thought was an interesting subject.
Well, I know that it was the KC guy, years ago in the 90s, the Kansas City quarterback. He was, help me out here.
Say it one more time.
The Kansas City quarterback.
Alex Smith?
No. From like the 90s. He went from San Fran to KC and won.
Didn't
win a Super Bowl with KC.
Help me out.
Joe Montana.
Did he win with KC?
No, but he came close.
He came close.
They at that. I want to say divisional, or it might have even been an AFC championship game, but they had a really good team the 1 year that he was in Kansas City.
Okay, so that was not right. That wasn't that. That was the wrong answer.
Yeah. I thought this was a Wally ITG says Peyton Manning left the Colts and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with the Colts and then won one with Denver.
Yeah. So when you were in the bathroom,
Tom Brady.
Well, outside of Tom Brady, Brady. What quarter? Because when you said Dak's going to leave and go win a Super Bowl with a different team, how many other quarterbacks have done that?
Not very many. Maybe Tom Brady and Peyton Manning might be the only ones.
Well, here's another interesting thought I had that's kind of attached to that is, like, it's interesting to see that the Miami Dolphins signed Tua to a 4-year deal. Huck Tua. But, like, Tua is, I don't think anyone would argue, is better than Dak Prescott in terms of tiering a quarterback.
No.
So, but they had the, like, they know that there's the potential of Dak Prescott coming up onto the market, which would be a great fit. Dak Prescott in Miami would be scary. Okay.
Yeah.
With that team around him. And it's just interesting that they decided to move on Tua, who is Huck Tua. If you asked me, I knew I would have a chance to sign Dak Prescott, I wouldn't have signed Tua to this contract, right? But they're obviously confident enough in him that they're like, no, this is our dude. We're not taking the risk of not having someone lower than Tua.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys don't seem to have that same mentality. If it's a difference, so Tua got signed to $53 million a year. I would pay Dak $59 million. He's worth $6 million more than Tua a year, right?
It feels like he should be.
Should be.
It feels like it.
So that's where I get hung up on that. I understand the whole cap issue and everything. I don't accept the argument from the Joneses that, well, we got to pay money because, like you mentioned, Dan, yeah, other teams are able to make it work. This isn't like a rock. This isn't like something new that just spawned up and suddenly now quarterbacks are.
Oh my God, we have good players and we have a good quarterback and we have to pay them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh no, bummer. Oh, no, poor us.
Yeah.
We don't have to go to free agency. If they're not making moves in free agency and they're signing people for next year in the draft, our first round pick's not going to start until next year, then they must be confident that they have their guys right now.
Exactly. And you're better. You would think that, but your better chance is you put your money into your for sure bet, especially at the position of quarterback. You sign Dak. If it's $60 million, who cares? And then you use your draft picks to draft players who are going to be able to play today. Not, oh, well, we're going to keep kicking the can down the line. Oh, we used our first round pick on a guy who's going to play in 2 years, but definitely 3 years. Yeah. He's going to be a starter. Okay, well then, that is part of the pigeonholing yourself into a bad scenario where it's like, yeah, we don't have the guys, but we also can't pay our quarterback. Well, what are we doing here then? Pick a lane and fucking stay in it. Because if we're just switching lanes, we're never going to get to Vancouver on time, okay?
here's an interesting thing.
Vancouver's a city in Canada, yeah, by the way, for all of
us. Not Vancouver, America. Washington people. Ultra says this, and I kind of have a thought around this. He goes, watch, if Hurt sucks again, they will move on in Philly. Now, my thing to this would be, I don't think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. So if a team's going to move on from a quarterback like Jalen Hurts because he can't get the job done or he doesn't have the proper, you know, let's say football IQ that, let's say, a Dak Prescott would have, then yeah, you're going to move on from a quarterback who's just not going to produce it for you. So if teams aren't moving on from a quarterback like Dak Prescott and everybody else in the league except for Cowboy fans think that Dak Prescott's a top five quarterback, then why would we ever want to move on from someone like that? Like, we have our guy. He's the last 3 years we've done 12-5, struggled in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
But it You're still able to produce a winning team, and that's a very critical role where, okay, I can get a young quarterback in the draft, have them under Dak Prescott for a couple of years, and then when we are ready to move on from Dak Prescott, we're setting ourselves up. We're not putting pressure on ourselves next year by trying to overpay or re-sign someone.
But we're past that point, but you did make a really good point. Arguably top five quarterback is a lot different than 15th to 20th, exactly.
Or 15th to 32nd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, guys, we got to get to some training camp stuff here.
Training camp? I thought we were talking about trying to come
some.
Okay, let's
mostly,
go through some.
Mostly quarterback contracts.
Yeah, what's the tale of the tapes been from training camps that we've been coming out with?
That's what we're going to talk about.
I'm
going
to pull up. I'm going to pull up just some
slut.
I'm going to pull up some clips from Dallas Cowboys training camp, and I'll have the audio off. And we can just talk while we're seeing it.
It depends what you think. If it's audio off's fine. I think audio off's fine for training.
Because some of these videos are really good, but they have people talking on it, and you know, in true CanFan fashion, we don't want to hear what you got to say. We just want your fucking content.
Give us your video. We'll say who you are, and then let us absorb it.
Hang on. You guys just keep this going.
We're
going
to keep talking. Well, I mean, some of the things that just from hearing the last 2 days out of camp, the big thing that I keep seeing on everybody's feed is how Micah Parsons is being utilized.
Yeah, so, he's going to play at 240 this year.
He's playing at his college weight.
His college weight, yeah.
240 is his college weight. He's being moved all around the field. He's been dropping into coverage. He's been actually taking a couple of snaps in some coverage plays. He's been playing a
What do you mean?
Well, I guess
taking snaps and coverage plays.
Well, he's been they've had him, and I thought we would talk about it a bit, but
like he's on offense?
No, he's been dropping into coverage.
Okay.
So,
but what do you mean taking snaps and coverage?
That just meant he wrong words. I'm saying they've been having him play deeper on and play more of coverage in
linebacker.
Terms of linebacker. Yeah.
That's Micah.
Yeah. Yeah, Micah. Not taking snaps in coverage plays. I'm just saying.
I was like, they haven't played.
And here we
just play.
You know what I mean?
Play
just
for play, okay, just okay, play
okay, okay. I got. Let me bring this up.
So shout out to
shout out. Yeah, you got a shout about.
Hang on.
Oh no, it's Mike Leslie.
It's Matty Dubs,
but Mike Leslie WFA oh, yeah, John yeah. Machota and Voice of the Star. So let's.
That's
just
the video, and then Mike Les. Who was it? Mike
Matty Dubs.
Matty Dubs is the audio here. So.
And here we go. Day one of the Dallas Cowboys training camp practice is officially in the books. And with that being said, we have so much news, notes, highlights, observations to break down in this video. And we're going to cover it all for you guys. But before we break down everything you need to know about today's practice, I need you guys to do me a big favor
and go give
a follow to all the Cowboys media members on X.
He's not bad, I'm just saying.
They do such a good job getting these highlights
out
for us,
kind of enabling us to. This spot right here is where you can hang over where the fence is, where you're going to take a piss.
Yeah, see right above his hat, right above his hat here on this corner. If you're an audio, if you're a video watcher,
no, the video watchers can't see it because it's too big right now.
If oh, you could okay.
Just
we'll zoom. Just say left of Rogers. There's a fence over there that you could stick your phone up and get some pretty high quality footage of these big old guys smacking those pads, baby.
And without them, the videos aren't even possible to make. So do me a favor and go follow them on X before we
and pause it for a sec. This guy can't ever be mad that we're watching what he's saying because he's just using footage of someone.
Exactly.
Else. So it's kind of just this cesspool of
he can't sue us
if they don't sue him.
If they sue him, maybe he can sue us.
Look at how many people aren't actually there at training camp right now.
Yeah, people work.
This is four, or could this be a second camp, a second practice?
But with that being said, let's kind of dive in. Now, the Dallas Cowboys coming in had a couple of big-time question marks. One being, since CeeDee Lamb is kind of holding out, not really coming to practice, wants that new deal, who is going to...
There's our guy.
There's our guy.
There's our guy. There's our guy. Liam.
What's his name again?
Jack defensive coach.
Jack defensive coach.
Just Google Cowboys defensive line coach. And
I thought, so when Stephen Jones first came up in that video and I saw it, I thought it was Jack defensive coach.
Did you? It didn't really look like Stephen Jones.
I know, because he's broad shoulders. He's
Did
wearing
you just Johnny Hamcheck.
Jeff I fucking Zaconia. Johnny Hamcheck.
Jeff Zaconia.
Yeah, Jeff Jack Zaconia. Fucking look at that stud.
Look at his calf. His calf's, that's a big calf.
Oh, yeah, what a stud. There he is.
Yes.
Maybe McCarthy mentioned this, where difference from last year to this year when it comes to someone like Mozzie is that
he's going to have a deep voice, right?
He almost looks like he's got, like, he dyed his hair blue or something like that.
And technique, just
he dyed his mohawk blue.
Some differences pre-snap for him that'll be a little more familiar based on his background
his
before he got to the NFL, and that could help him.
That's a sweet shirt, by the way.
Yep.
Do you see that? Is things being a little more comfortable for him?
I don't know what the fuck you're saying, stupid little man. You're a little stupid man. You little fuck.
Whoa.
All I do is punch and eat.
Well, I haven't had my hands on that yet because of, you know, coming off of his deal, right?
Right.
So once we get him on the field, I think he'll be a lot more comfortable in Coach Zim's defense than, you know, than previously, right?
This Bill Mozzie,
every year, you know, if you move teams or whatever, things change, right? But I think this more aligns with his build and his what he's known to do.
can you elaborate for those who are?
Did you guys want a little bit more, a little bit more pizzazz from that voice, or what?
Well, I think he's gonna be able.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's a good voice. I was expecting like.
I was expecting the Johnny Cash potato voice that we had Stephen Jones from.
Yeah, you're right. Stephen Jones' voice would have been more suitable.
But you know what? So we need lower audio quality.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Jeff Cigonia is.
If
one
he
of
yells
my,
at
he's,
you,
he's my one of my like.
I'm a Jeff Cigonia.
I'm a Jeff Cigonia guy.
I'm a Jeff Cigonia. Look at that. If he's looking at me right now and I'm asking him, "Hey, where's the washroom?" I'm asking walking, once, yeah, and then I'm walking away.
If I see Jeff Cigonia at training camp, I'd be like, just shut up and become a superhero.
Yeah, Cigonia.
Okay, stop fucking around like you're a defensive line coach for the Dallas Cowboys.
You just never know.
We know you're an incredible.
I go like this. Hey, Captain America, show me your shield.
Hey, Captain America.
Pull that shield out for
pull
me.
That shield out for
pull
us.
Pull that shield out.
Hey, Captain America, show us that Warhammer that you got there.
Don't be a fucking bitch.
That's Thor.
Yeah, same thing.
Well,
yeah, I guess. Same wheelhouse.
He's all the Avengers. He's the Hulk, he's Thor, and he's Captain America.
He's not
with little bit of Iron Man.
He's not Spider-Man because Spider-Man's a bitch.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a bitch.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a fucking bitch.
Okay, what does Jeff Cigonia say here?
For those who are, as you know, aware of kind of the nuances of that.
Well, I think he's going to be able to play blocks more than just getting upfield, all right? Disrespecting the previous coaches that were here or anything. It's just different systems.
That's our
different
guy.
Style of D-line play that, you know, Coach Zim's brought in, you know.
Coach Zim's bringing in the right type of defensive line.
Him better. Instead of just running upfield, he's going to play blocks. He's going to grind blocks and double teams and all that stuff.
I mean, I got to see it.
Game.
I got to see it.
Get off philosophy.
But he got blown the fuck up.
Fuck it. Zagonia is about to say,
go outside, nerd. Get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime ins. Go on.
Jeff, I am outside.
I need to see it, though. He's talking about what he wants Mozzie to do.
Jeff,
but
Jeff,
he,
I'm outside.
Jeff,
well, then go inside, nerd.
Jeff, we're both outside right now.
Go inside. Listen. And then go back outside, yeah. Nerd.
Go inside. Well, get inside and go outside.
So is this at training camp?
Yeah.
This is at training camp, and I think this might be kind of before the first practice or during the first practice.
First
good pause, by the way. Good pause on Jeff Cigonia licking those lips. He's fucking thinking about how he's going to knock this nerd out.
Here's what I don't...
I'm going to sucker punch you, boy.
Here's what I don't like, but I understand about the NFL is they're all cordial with each other. And you notice there in Jeff's response, and we can call him Ziggy.
Yeah, we got it.
I think we can call him Ziggy.
Or okay. Or Zigone. Or,
Zigoni.
Zigoni on your balls.
ZG.
ZG.
Or Jeff's.
Jeff Z.
Jeff Z.
Jeff Z.
No. Coach, we'll Z. It out. Coach Z.
Coach Z.
No, that's Coach. Is that Zims? Or Zims is...
Oh, yeah. This is tough. Okay, that's a little... It could get confusing.
The defense has a double Z.
Double Z.
Double Z.
That's
Jeff
a,
and...
That's always a positive.
Zimmer and Zagonia.
Okay, how about half Coach Z is Zagonia, and then Coach Z is Zimmer.
What about Coach Ziggy?
I like Ziggy.
I like Ziggy. What if Jeff says the Z silent is actually Jeff Gonia?
Well, then Ziggy's even funnier. Yeah.
But I think that what I don't like is like he has to give flowers to the previous guys as if it's some sort of like loyalty
instead of just being like, you know what, he was used wrong.
He was used wrong. They're like, oh, much respect, and it's true. Like, we love DC.
DQ.
DQ, sorry. we love the Dallas Cowboys. We love
the DCC, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Exactly, and I did take a stab, and I missed, but thank you.
I was waiting for it. When you said it, I was going to say Coach Quinn, Dan Quinn, and then I was like, oh, I'll see if AJ
Let's see what he's got.
Dangling with.
You leave me floundering in the water, I'm just going to splash.
He's just going to splash.
But we love him, but if there was stuff that he was doing different that you don't agree with, it's okay. Hey, baby cakes, it's okay to say we're going to use them differently, like just straight out, flat out.
I think people respect somebody that calls out somebody that didn't do their job.
Yeah, and it's not really hating. It's like, look, yeah, we've got something new coming in. We've got a new DC, and I did mean to say it this time.
Defensive coordinator.
Like, okay. So things should be different. We hope. We definitely don't want to hire a new DC who just does the same thing, right?
We got a new defensive Malik.
Yeah.
Hey now. Now, is it Malik or Malik?
Malik.
Okay.
I just like confusing you a little bit because then the funny thing
Malik
is,
seems right, and well, I know that's why it's wrong.
The funniest thing is you'll say it right, and then you'll second guess yourself and then say it wrong.
I just need you guys to jump in quicker when I say it.
No,
right?
But you said that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, like there it is. Malik Hooker.
Let's finish up what he's got to say here.
We're going to listen to all of them?
Be different.
Yeah. Well, not all of it, but.
Especially at the nose tackle position. Yes, it is.
Yeah. What did you love about Marshawn Neely here in the draft process? Ooh, Neely. So far, what are your
He's got a great motor. This. He's a smart kid. He's got somewhat of a good technician in college, you know. Again, he picked it up so far. So, like I said, you know, his learning curve is going to be jumping more and more, you know, every time he goes out there, you know. But, he's got a great motor. He loves football.
That size and athleticism, will it give him a lot of versatility, being able to move inside moving out?
Yeah, that's what we looked at, you know, throughout the whole process. You know, you like to have ends that can play inside, especially on sub-downs, you know, and then vice versa. You know, it could be a play outside on rundowns.
When you have a guy who looks like he could still play on the D-line, you're gonna take that information a lot more than...
Want to toss me one, AJ, please?
Absolutely, but real quick first, either if you gel your hair, you can't really see it on this screen, because his little... rooster tail is like cut off. But if you're going to gel your hair to the extent that it looks gelled, then it all needs to be gelled. All right?
Right.
But he should fluff it up. Let's get some fluff going. Yeah. You know, like you know, let it go. Also,
I'd shave his head.
Also, huge back on the man. Yeah. Huge back.
Oh, great looking back. Look at that. Full season form right there, kids. Hey.
Gotta tuck it.
Hey. So that.
Toss me one, son.
Got a fucking thing. Hand me off one, son.
Some nice insights there, though, on what they're thinking about with those. Does Mazi? I don't know. Why do I always think of Mazi Smith as, like, still a rookie? I shouldn't.
Because he sucked. He sucked last year.
Bring it up.
He sucked last year. I think it might burst.
Crack him if you got him.
Can we get Dork Boy back? I liked his kind of video. I was kind of into that vid.
Matt.
This one. Let's see what else Matty Dubs has to say.
And be the next man up. Obviously, you have Brandon Cooks, but who Dork was boy. Going to cement themselves and, you know, sort of position themselves to break out in 2024 at the wide receiver position? Now, there are a bunch of different names who are already starting to make a name for himself. For example, Jalen Tolbert is one guy who looks like he
Pause
has
it for
the
a sec.
Wide
it's
receiver.
It's just weird that he's talking about the wide receivers, but he's showing...
I think we might cut to that. Look, Dork Boy, a.k.a. Maddie, our homie, he just might not have the best. Show. I think he's got his script, but he's just running through clips. Like, I don't know that his script matches the clips.
How many views this video get?
Well, listen, he's definitely...
Anth doesn't watch anything under 100K.
Well, I'm saying, like...
Matty Dubs has 100K
we're
subscribers.
We're more than capable of doing... he's got 100K.
28,000 views so far.
Is he a Cowboys... content creator, or is he just a general overall football?
We're going deep on Matty. Oh, he's just Dallas.
Yeah, it looks like he's a Cowboys boy.
We'll go down go down a little bit in his videos. He does a little bit of every. He does NFL. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Hey, Matty, if you want to not be called
Dork Boy,
just do Cowboys content. Right now you're Dork Boy, but we'd still love to have you on.
Kid number 66 says, "Howdy, guys! I'm the guy in the video."
Yeah, but how do
shut
we
up?
I'm kidding. Yeah, we don't actually know.
No,
that.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
but kid Cowboy number 66 says, "Howdy,
howdy, howdy!"
Hey,
dude.
Number 66,
that's
me.
Your number.
This is a great video.
We'll see what
he
can do with them, right? Made an unbelievable grab in today's practice. It will be somewhere in the highlights today, but made a nice little comeback route, readjusted to the football, and made an outstretched arm type of catch, you know, from Dak Prescott. Things
nice
that
ass.
You love to see.
Zeke.
So off of day one, I believe Jalen Tolbert is kind of positioning himself to be that wide receiver 3. But he has some
good crotch shot on Jazeke there.
Jalen Brooks, a former 7th round pick of last season.
Ooh, lateral movement from Diggy.
He's dynamic. He is versatile as well. And again, it's about consistency. Which one of these guys is
going
to be able to do it each and every single day with
Bleachers
the pads on
empty.
Throughout the preseason and showcase why they deserve
I'm wondering if this is their second practice in the day, though.
You also have a sixth-round pick in Ryan Fournette or Flournoy.
And you fucking also have edit yourself there, Matty Dubs.
An electric playmaker with the football in his hands. He is, you know, almost guaranteed to see the field at some capacity, whether it's as a kick returner, a punt returner, lined up in the backfield as a running back, or, you know, in the slot, even on the outside as well. This dude could do everything for you. So I think
pause it for a second, AJ. It's throwing me off that what he's talking about
is not the
is I not know, I know. What I'm looking at.
Hey, and that's what look, I talked to Dorky McGee, okay? And he said, "Look, can you guys go over my video today?" And so this is the feedback that you're getting.
How easy would it be for us to get 25 clips of Dallas Cowboys training camp and then just have us ramble on about it with some background music?
But here's what we would do a little different. No, look, yeah, there's shots at you, Dorky McGee, but you can go from here. You can go from here. We love what you're doing. We respect it. But make it on point when you're talking about the wide receivers.
It's throwing me out.
Throw some wide receivers on. Because there was that great... He was just talking about...
It started off like that.
It was. And he was...
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to do that.
No, real quick, he was just talking about who's going to be our third wide receiver.
I know, and I'm watching fucking
Micah Parsons
and Scooney take fucking...
and it throws off your brain a little bit.
It does. I literally did not hear what he was saying because no, I was I'm watching like, the shot.
Schoonmaker's catching the ball now.
That's kind of, that, I mean, this wasn't the reason, but now it makes more sense that we should have watched with mute, but it's fun. But and we're getting conversation out of it, so that's what
matters. But couldn't we do a video exactly okay, like this?
So yes, and we should. Very easily.
Matty Dubs is playing the algo game. It's an 8-minute and 9-second clip, so he's trying
you
to
hit... Sneaky son of a bitch.
Getting that 8-minute...
Dork boy, getting that second ad reel.
Two ads in the
son of a bitch!
Smart. He's playing the game.
Because he's trying to get the clips up, he's not worried about editing. He's just trying to get it out there, and he's just going to talk through. Because what did we just do? We just watched 2 minutes and 31 seconds. That's a decent amount of retention time. And we're probably going to watch more. Or we're probably just going to see. Because he's actually using
decent clips. And he's getting my premium membership.
And he's getting your premium membership.
So he's getting... Oh, we don't get ads, but he's still getting paid for my premium membership.
Boots, we're not giving him any more watch time.
Boots left to go to a pool party, but yet he just came in the chat and said, Friday Night Lights, Varsity Boosh.
I do like that.
We were talking.
Like, subscribe, and share.
I'm going to pull up some more clips. Is there anything specific?
Well, can you just go to Dallas Cowboys, their YouTube page?
Yep.
I just want to see... what the newest shit they've posted on the day.
I know. Sometimes I like to do things with the bed sheet, with the lights off, but Ant says
I
to
like
me,
I like I
Ant
like
says lights Ant says turn the lights on.
Turn the lights on. People like watching you and like seeing your
I'll show you cook.
Yeah, you got to let it I when I'm watching someone talk about stuff. So this we should watch this.
Yo, there's the
Training
Leo
Camp
point.
Live.
Ant's in the Leo point.
Training Camp Live. These are good. These are good videos. Like these are good videos. These are good.
Which one?
The very top one.
This is on from LeBron Blend.
This is from today.
Ooh, just turn your YouTube down.
We're getting jacked.
Hey. Just back for training camp live. There's fucking Nick Hairy Ass Harris.
Oh, I thought we were Eat Me Out Eatman for a sec, but it's not.
If I see Nick Beardo Harris on the fucking on the fucking ground,
we are going to see him.
I'm asking him for a
pick.
And
you know what? I'm going to ask him for a pick.
Same.
Hey, look, we, real quick, though, I know we, like, we don't even know these guys. We just are making fun of their names. That's all.
And I hope anyone that sees me and sees Anthony Bessie, they're like,
oh,
homo.
Is it Bess? Like, you can make fun of my, this has nothing to do with, these dudes. It's just fun.
Made fun of lots.
Absolutely.
Look at our comments.
Yeah, so we're loud. We have the right.
Just before we listen to hairy ass Nick talk about.
Neckbeard?
Neckbeard.
Neckbeard Nick.
Neckbeard Nick.
NBN? DJ Reichlack in the chat says, will Dak's new K outstrip Love's? ? And we just spent the last hour talking about Dak's contract, so go ahead and rewind. But yes, Dak Prescott is going to get a bigger contract than
if they
Jordan
do.
Love.
Yes.
No, just his next contract is going to be bigger than Jordan
Love's. Oh, yeah,
Love's.
Yeah.
Regardless.
His next contract, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
But DallasCowboys.com does a very good job. I think this is what we go with. Like,
okay.
These are very well done. We can listen to them talk. We can skip. We can do whatever. But these are really well done, and we should poach them.
These guys are already getting into some 7-on-7 action. Let's take a look.
Oh, get your focus, cameraman. So, jeez.
Dak Prescott running some things here with his first team. And a couple of things to keep
an
eye on.
Okay, so another thing. We could mute this here because they're going to run through a bunch of plays. And we could just – it's just consecutive plays that we can talk about as we go. We don't even need Neckbeard Nick.
Okay.
We love you, Neckbeard Nick. But
so this is from today's training camp, guys.
Okay, I like it.
And it looks like – look at Kendricks rocking that 50.
That's badass, baby.
Oh, yeah. Look at – and he's wearing the white tights.
Oh, I love when players wear the stupid fucking padded helmet.
Yeah, it looks like not – okay, I was going to say not everyone is. It looks like Dak's the only one that's not really. Overshown on the field, boys. Wearing that leg sleeve over the ACL. He's looking fit. He's looking like a fit bird.
13, overshown. I might have to do it. Oh, I might have to do a 13. Dirty 13.
I got to ask, and we'll let it. This pass go through just to watch it.
Airs it up.
Tolbert,
nice pass.
Tolbert, I told you.
That's a great little pause right there. How much I would pay to be one of these refs just to stand out there and be like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, you guys are this isn't even my right full-time now. Job.
I kind of want one of these leg sleeves just on one leg.
Just to do one compression
Tolbert
leg?
Tolbert has one. Overshown has one.
Should we do a one-leg compression sleeve day?
Well, maybe. I do. I actually have a compression sleeve for my leg, my third leg, aka my nub.
You're like, no, I actually have a third leg.
Yeah. It's weird.
Little tail.
I mean,
it hurts. Tail jam.
Yeah. Ew, a little leg with a little foot taking on my tail.
Me, I'm trying to run.
Man, kid cowboy number 66 came in all positive, and then all of a sudden he just turned vitriol, and he goes, 10-year vet with no skins, bum ankles, $60 million a year is never going to happen.
Hey, man, some people don't like Dak Prescott.
We got it. I want to re-engage.
No, I don't. Hey, guess what? I'm out.
I'm angry enough to re-engage.
Let's just play the training camp video.
Yeah.
Let's just go and let's just organically go through it. They're just going to play through plays.
Well, here's the thing that I want to know is, like, we've got some quality veterans who are primed for a second year move. Tolbert's one of them.
Yep. Third year.
Second year necessarily. They're Cowboys veterans who are more than likely in their second or third year. And they're, you know, either they're going to be who we... this is the point where they make a move and show that they are who we think they are. Or... that they don't, and it's time to move on from these guys.
There's Brooks, last year's draft pick. There's a second-year guy that could move on or could move up the chains on the wide receiver depth, AJ.
Well, no, and that's the kind of hopium that we're all smoking, is that one of those guys who got injured last year didn't actually get onto the field or got on very little,
yep,
that they come out and they actually are capable NFL players. And if you have that,
Johnson,
is that you? Are you going to get a Johnson jersey, number 14?
If he gets signed, absolutely. If there's ever a Cowboy.
So Cooper Rush's second snap here, fellas. We never know. You never know really.
There's a lot of guys wearing the one leg compression today.
You never know what knees hurt. Little dish out.
Crack him if you got him.
Crack him if you got him.
Oh, Turpin? No, that's not Turpin.
Now, keep in mind, too. While anyone and ourselves are watching this, it's really soft coverage. So, like, the offense should be moving the ball every time.
They should catch the ball every time.
So, let's not make too much of it.
There's no pass. Crack him if you got him.
Well,
there's no pass rush.
There's no pass rush. You're certainly not, like, hitting anyone. So, like, for example, when we saw all those awesome highlights from Deuce Vaughn last year where he was, like, scooting and skirting through the defense. It's like, yeah, of course, because no one's actually hitting him. They're literally just putting their arms on him and being like, okay, that would have been a hit.
Yeah,
that's what you got to consider. Like, if a defender gets his arm or hand on a player, it's like, okay, that would have been a hit. So
35, that's the jersey I might be getting. Look at that.
Leifau
rocking that 35, son. I was hoping Overshown was going to stay 35, but...
Anth, I think you're going to be... and I'm going to agree with you. I think Leifau is going to be someone real special in this defense.
Look at Brooks with the wheels, baby. 83.
Look at those legs. Yeah, you are right. The Dallas Cowboys YouTube channel does have the good stuff.
No, these are good. And they do these daily. And I think it's funny just for us to talk over it in our own. Like, we could have this play with just our conversations that we're having.
We could sit here and just have a live stream from the actual camp each day. And I mean, luckily we're going to be there live, so we're going to be able to do that anyways. And that's what you're going to get from us. And we do live stream. Yeah. When we're at the event. Are we going to do that this year?
Yeah, of course.
Have to.
Bitch, please.
That was actually one of our best live streams of the offseason. Yep. Was the one day that we finally got. And we might have to venture out to the top of the bleachers.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, we might have to go. We might have to leave the VIP. You know, we get in there, get a couple drinks.
Well,
get some food. Yep.
Second floor up in the VIP with it down there, it's still probably pretty good. Like, we'll see.
We'll have to
see. And you know what's going to...
You're saying we can get muddy with the peep.
We can get muddy with the
Cretans, if
exactly.
You will.
Oh, Turpin. Look how little he looks. And he's bigger than Deuce Vaughn.
Travis O'Shea point up this. Skell is a period meant for the offense. So kind of like what you were saying. Like, this is just to get them going here.
Unless you're scrimmaging 11-on-11, this is all for the offense.
The thing that was kept on coming, and we'll probably end up seeing it here, is, and I think Ultra mentioned it as soon as he came.
Trey Lance!
Not Trey Lance, but...
No, Trey Lance!
I know. But Dak threw two interceptions today.
So?
I know.
Gives a fuck. He could throw 8 interceptions at practice. Who gives a fuck? It's practice.
Practice? You're talking about practice?
I find, like, interceptions out of practice are such a nullified meaning. And day 2 of training camp, you threw two interceptions?
Now,
even be followed. Like,
for Dak, for sure. But you don't want Trey Lance doing that.
No.
Right? If Trey Lance comes in and throws, and I think he threw a high interception, and I was listening to some guys who are much smarter than me. The problem with Trey Lance is it's mostly that he's
gun shy.
He's maybe this is part of it, is that due to his gun shyness, perhaps, he's overthrowing his receivers a lot of the time. Which, when you overthrow a receiver, what's the potential there?
Interception.
Volleyball.
Yeah, interception.
You go up to catch the ball, it volleyballs up, and then there's 3 defenders that are going to catch the ball. So
here we go. This is now with the offensive line and the defensive line. Granted, there's no pads, but you got Zeke Elliott running it up the gut there. So they're now...
He's going for a touchdown! Touchdown! Zeke!
We knew he was back. 15 back.
Here we go!
So no, they're running through the motions.
They're running through the motions. I mean, now it makes more sense with passing plays. When it's 7-on-7, yeah, the quarterback's going to hit his target every time.
During camp, are we going to hit that prime spot where because at some point, decisions need to be made in camp, right?
Yep.
So... When, like, obviously you give a first maybe a few days before you really start to judge harshly, I would assume. Like, get guys out there, shake the rust off. And
that's
then,
like right now.
That's kinda. Like right now. That's what's happening right now. So I think we're kind of hitting that prime opportunity when we're there.
As soon as they're ready to go and scrimmage against a team, they're white.
Yeah, we get to see a dope, like Ad said, dope scrimmage.
Scrimmage, and then they're doing, I think the scrimmage is probably going to be more exciting than the preseason game.
Probably. So
it's almost like 2 weeks... And Chad, I'm throwing this out to you as well. 2 weeks after camp starts is when you can start to really see, okay, what's happening. Like, the first week might be like it's too early to tell. But after 2 weeks, some cream needs to start rising to the top. The cream always rises to the top.
I don't even know. Come on, hang on.
Keep it justifiably in a position
that I'd rather not be in.
Well, you got to let it roll.
That one only.
That one's not even talk about it.
Lucky person, yeah, out there somewhere is going to win a silver cloud. What a lucky, lucky, lucky person.
Go back on the vid.
Ooh, and see something.
Well, yeah, we start playing.
Give me a Leo.
Well, that's good. But we play a soundbite when the only, like, most important thing at camp happens that we were just talking
good
about.
Good thing we can rewind it.
That's true.
Good thing we can rewind.
No, we can't.
Look at that little nerd boy that was just on the field back. And we were very vicious today. You don't have to rewind it.
No,
hot we break.
Vicious.
Here so we what go. Were you
if you can't tell if you hands? Can't well we all have to see you'll be able to tell the play when it happens. Okay. I think we went further back than the play that actually Ooh. Happened, but or this might be it. But you'll see it. Who's that? Deron Bland,
oh! pick,
baby. Deron, not so bland.
So there's one of those picks of Dak Prescott, Deron Bland running it back for a pick
pull
six.
Him. Pull Dak, pull him. Deron Bland picked him.
Deron Bland, not even a top 10 corner by ESPN.
Well, here's how I look at these types of scenarios. It's like,
just let it roll. Fuck it. Just let it roll. We'll just talk it. Roll to 16.
If you like in this scenario, Dak throws a pick, Deron Bland picks it off. Okay, awesome. That shows me more about Deron Bland than it does about Dak Prescott.
He made a great play.
Dak Prescott's my starting quarterback no matter how many interceptions he throws in practice. The only thing that would bring me back is if Dak just starts going off book and going rogue.
Like nine interceptions.
Yes. Yeah, well, and running the ball when he should. Like, no, I'm RPOing. I'm RPOing.
RPO.
It's like at that point, then you'd be like, okay, there's something wrong with this guy and we need to figure it out. But that type of
syphilis, man.
He's riddled with syphilis.
And then like Cooper Rush.
And then Cooper Rush throws a big pick. Who was that?
Start Cooper Rush. Start him. You know?
Butler.
He threw it to not even a starter. Like, so Dak Prescott throws to an all-pro player. Then you get Cooper Rush the next play, throws an interception to Butler. It's training camp, man.
Yeah, this thing happens.
But like, that's what I'm saying is, we're not training camp is not to discover how Dak Prescott's going to be this year. We know.
For sure.
We know what we got with Prescott. The fact that Deron Bland did an amazing pick there, arguably a pick six, you know.
Yeah, it's huge.
That is what we want to see. We want to see that he's got that gusto in him, that it wasn't just a one-year fluke. And that makes me feel so much better about that cornerback situation.
Just to even get him that confidence right now. Second day of camp, he has a nice pick. Broke on the ball. Like, he made the play.
There's Harris. Let me just roll it back. There's our boy Harris. Boy right there. You can tell by his
Harris, jacked ass.
His ass is so jacked.
No, I said jacked ass.
Yeah, he's jacked got a jacked ass.
Jacked ass
Harris.
I'm not backpedaling because he clearly does.
But again, just to go back, like, who... I don't know how to really word this question, so help me out. Who has the most potential to move up on the depth chart, I guess?
Trey Lance.
Sure. Yeah.
But
he's third right now.
He's third right now. And to go from third, the emergency quarterback, to the second string, that's big. And Willie, I don't know. We're not even getting... We're in this scrimmage part of practice right now. I want to see some 19. We just seen Cooper Rush throw a pick. And it's actually a little telling. The order right now is Dak Prescott, Cooper Rush, Trey Lance.
As it should be.
That's the order that's happening right now.
As it should be. But I think by the time we get to camp, we're probably going to see a lot more of Trey Lance than we will see Cooper Rush.
Well, what are you basing that off of?
They're coming into the scrimmage, and they're probably going to try and get Trey Lance a little bit more reps earlier on in preseason. Or do you think... I think week one preseason, it's not like, oh, we're going to test Cooper Rush out. We know what Cooper Rush is. We know what Dak Prescott is.
You know what?
So they want to have... Early on, Trey Lance get as much repetitions as he can.
But you're not seeing that right now. This is early on. We haven't even seen...
This is day two.
That's early on.
I'm talking about the week that we're there because they're scrimmaging and they got the preseason. So if they're gearing him up for that preseason game, it's not like they're just going to give Trey Lance the time. This is...
We're not even seeing Trey Lance. It went Dak Prescott, Cooper Rush, Dak Prescott. So that's a telling sign right off the get-go.
It is. And I know what Adam's saying, like... We want to kind of warm up Trey Lance so that he can... Now we can start to see what he's going to do.
Dak, you know, threw shake a dot. The rust off. Dak threw a dot there.
But here's the problem. The problem with that is, like, if we're not seeing Trey Lance now, then what does that tell you, right?
Like, but you're not. Yeah. You haven't even seen him in the scrimmage portion of the
If he's
the
not out there throwing with the ones and two, this must be the ones.
Yeah, this is the ones right now. You got Adoga, 71, left tackle, starting left tackle right now. Chuma Adoga, Tyler Smith, and then you got Brock Hoffman. But you got Dak Prescott out there, slanging and banging. Brandon
Cooks.
Throwing
dimes, throwing touchdowns. Look, no one can touch him. He's in for the fucking
He broke every tackle.
I think we're in the second day. I think it means a little bit though. Week two and then week three when we're there, I think that's where we're actually going to start to see, because you're leading up to that scrimmage, you're leading up to the preseason week one. If it's 1-2 Cooper Dak Cooper Rush, which we're assuming it's going to be, then okay. But if we're seeing more Trey Lance that week, then the plan is to try to move Trey Lance to that number two spot.
Right. Right.
So, in my opinion,
this doesn't bode well that we're not seeing Trey Lance going out there and throwing a ball, and it's just going between Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush.
And this isn't cut. This is just continuous. Yeah, this is continuous.
They are actually literally just rotating through.
If it goes to Cooper Rush after Dak Prescott here.
Yeah, then Trey Lance is right now listed as number three.
Michael Gallup. Oh, wait, no, that's not him. Who
he retired.
Who's number 13 on the Cowboys now?
He's a undrafted free agent.
Good for you.
So Overshown is, but they have 213.
Right now.
Preseason Kid numbers. Cowboy number 66 says he's been through this all before. He started for the 49ers for 5-6 games
here in
the full preseason.
Here he is. No.
Yeah, that's Trey.
Okay.
That's Trey. Trey Day, baby.
Let's see what he's got.
Nice squat.
Hands it off. Rolls Oops. Out.
Botch pass.
Drop pass. Was that fucking... Was that Royce
the 5'9"?
That was Royce, Royce the 5'9". Fucking...
I can't believe we gave up a fourth round for that fucking pecker.
Well, you give it the fourth round, you get him, and then guess what? Did we give him a fourth round for
him? For him, yeah.
Ugh, that's disgusting, because he's not even going to make the team. Like, then you go and sign Zeke. Look, I love the Cowboys front office, but I'm starting to shake my head with those types of moves, right? Like, fourth round pick's not valuable until it comes to the fourth round of the...
And then it becomes super valuable.
And then you're like, where the fuck's our pick?
When you start thinking about some of the players that get picked in the fourth round, it's like, well, I'd rather have that chance than have Trey Lance out here playing behind Cooper Rush to hand the... Oh, my God. Touchdown!
I think the biggest thing that I want to look for, obviously, let's say Trey Lance is not getting the field, because that's
he's on there right now.
I know, but when we get down there,
right,
and it's like, okay, he's obviously not even whatever he did. He's not in the contention now. The other players who I think could make a big move is Tolbert. Tolbert's got all the opportunity in the world to actually make a big move. Also, Turpin. Turpin was used primarily as a special teams guy, but he's taken up a roster spot, so let's try to work him in as many offensive plays as we can that utilizes his talents, and that's his speed. And that speed's only going to last for... Like, this might be the last year of his speed being a factor
right.
in his ability of playing. Right.
Hey, respect to number 62 on the line, not wearing the bobblehead.
He says, fuck it, I'm not wearing that.
Or it's like they were just out of bobbleheads, so they just were willing.
I'm not wearing that shit!
You're probably not making the team.
Or who's fighting for that ball there?
Trust me, this guy's not going to be... Neckbeard!
I think that's all they're giving us.
That's all we got.
That's all we got. Trey Lance.
Well, you know what? We went through a lot here.
Yeah, hey.
It was a bit of a... this was a roller coaster ride.
We liked it. I loved it.
It's camp season, baby.
Camp season. Camp's supposed to... We're not supposed to be like...
Cowboys camp fans.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be like Nick Neckbeard Harris or whatever. Just
you
like,
wanted to say Neckbeard Eatman?
Yeah, I did. I want to say Eat Me Out Eatman so bad. Guys!
We got to meet Eat Me Out
Eatman. What's our schedule like? Ad's going down to California tomorrow, so he's out for the next couple weeks. AJ, we going live Wednesday? We have to.
We go live Wednesday. Sunday, we're taking off.
Sunday, we will not be back.
Bot G could probably make the Wednesday show and give you what his IRL camp experience is like.
That could be good.
Tuesday.
Yeah, perfect. But more importantly, we're just ironing out the dates. So Sunday's not a go. Wednesday will be. Ads out of office. for the next couple weeks. But yeah, we're gonna keep going. So Wednesday for show,
and then the next Sunday service is in Oxnard.
Yeah, so we,
that's dope.
So we're for this episode, we're gonna skip Sunday service because our boy Advess is out. We're gonna come back for the Wednesday night main event on the 31st. We are traveling on the 4th. Are we gonna do a
Sunday service that night
live in
Oxnard,
or in California at our Airbnb?
It better have a fucking good Wi-Fi.
We're in Oxnard
on the 4th, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Sunday.
That's the Sunday.
Sunday okay. service in
Sunday
Oxnard.
Sunday service live. In Oxnard live.
And then from the 28th to...
What? The 5th to the 9th.
You're right. I'm sorry. From the 5th to the 9th, we are actually there. So we're going to have a bunch of shows.
All right, guys. If you don't know anyone that likes the Cowboys, we're going to tell you this one thing. You go fuck yourselves! We could talk to each other for an hour.
I was gonna say, tell Eastside Harold to fuck himself.
Oh yeah, Eastside Harold. If Eastside you don't know, Harold, go fuck yourself.
Suck my Houston balls, bitch.